Track 18.
The air pollution prevalent in London during that era exacerbated Dr. Woods's chest complaint, and he was advised to seek a sunnier climate. He became a ship's doctor on the Methven Castle of the Castle Line Company, which sailed between Southampton and South Africa. His work as a ship's doctor was one of necessity, as he did not have funds to set up his own practice. Dr. Wood then became the doctor on the Warwick Castle, and met his future wife on board when she was travelling to South Africa to work as a teacher in Durban. The couple subsequently became engaged, and after marrying, settled in Cape Town, where he set up his practice in 1893 as the first ophthalmic surgeon in South Africa. He was also the first medical specialist in any clinical discipline in South Africa. His expanding clinical practice allowed Dr. Wood to study the wide variety of eye diseases in South Africa, and his investigations made him a pioneer in ophthalmological research. His publications were illustrated by his own paintings of diseased eyes, using his talents as an artist. He was a pioneer in leprotic eye disease, based on his work with the lepers on Robben Island from 1913 onwards. Dr. Wood complained about the unsanitary conditions under which the black lepers were kept, the dirty and crowded corrugated iron huts complicated their eye problems, and he campaigned vigorously on their behalf. The white leper patients were housed in brick buildings. All the lepers, both white and native, were eventually removed in 1931 to a sanatorium on the mainland at Westport near Pretoria. In 1927, some of the huts on Robben Island were taken down and reassembled in Fora. They were purchased by the Athlone School for the Blind to accommodate the expanding school enrollment, with children moving to Fora in 1928. Dr. Wood was appointed as honorary ophthalmic surgeon at the New Somerset Hospital in Cape Town. He also held a lecturing position at the University of Cape Town Medical School in the ophthalmology department, which he had played a key role in establishing. His research and clinical skills were reflected in many publications in ophthalmology journals. When approached by Bowen, Dr. Wood was pleased to accept the honorary position of the school's ophthalmic surgeon, and continued to provide his expertise to the children for the next 9 years, until his death in 1937. The surgical skills of Dr. Wood were demonstrated by the sight-saving operation he performed on one of the pupils, Matthew Nemakavani, who was 14 years old. According to Blacksall's booklet, Our First 6 Years, which described the progress of the school between 1927 and 1933, Ramboho Nemakavani, sick, was the 45th pupil to be admitted to the school. He later changed his given name to Matthew after being converted to Christianity, as described by Blacksall in his book 10 Cameos from Darkest Africa. Blacksall provided an account of the boy's arrival at the school on a cold winter morning in July 1933. Quote, "He held his blanket tightly round him as he sat on the springless donkey cart, the only form of conveyance the school possessed in those days. As the cart stopped, he did not stir. I moved forward and put out my hand to greet him. Nothing but a gleaming smile answered me. The large, normal-looking eyes, rolling left and right, up and down.